shit. We back at it again. I gotta repeat all that shit I just said. Oh, God. Oh, God damn.
Groundhog Day over here.
Man, people, you of course you ain't gonna hear that part, but shit, it was recording. We got about at least a good 15 minutes into the conversation. Talked a lot about the site and stuff like that.
Talking about video games and shit, and CJ fucking up and all this good stuff.
Yeah, and shit that's gonna get fixed and all that, and Z's making shitty movies and stuff. The Driss interrupting us and shit like that.
Right.
But obviously that all got lost, so now we back at a starting point again, Cole. We even gave a nice little promo too.
Hyping up Fandango on Amazon and all that.
I hyping it the fuck up, people. But hey, if you didn't hear us before, we were talking about Assassin's Creed Unity. It looks gorgeous on new consoles. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, gorgeous game. Check it out, people.
It looks fucking absolutely amazing. I am just like, I was mind blown by the game. This stuff, and I love that the game, as far as the 3 hours I played so far, it's been showing those close-up facial shots and shit like that. Most games, I'd be like, okay, you can stop that. I can see all the pixels and shit like that. I don't see a damn pixel on that, on these faces at all, whatever. I think it looks human.
And they actually look human.
Yeah, that's see, they look like mocap, too. I was, like, staring at it for a long. I was like, man, this game is making me want to do some research right now.
I'm pretty sure most of it is mocap.
Yeah. Obviously, I guess we got to do this again. People, welcome to Movie Spoilers Episode 137. I'm the phenomenal one. I don't know why we have to fucking do that again. Shit. You see, I don't know why you gotta keep doing these things again over and get your ball. Oh man, like I said though before, when nobody heard it, we have an action-packed episode as always. We got a lot of shit going on the site here.
Action-packed.
Yeah, I want to extend my apologies once again. I gotta apologize twice and three times. This is the most I've ever fucking apologized. Matter of fact, I don't ever apologize. I gotta apologize three fucking times in one day and shit. And Cody was there for each third time and shit. But I want to apologize. There was no darkness last week. I don't know what happened with that, but CJ, you put on notice about that. Where the fuck are you at right now? He's been avoiding all of us people.
Avoiding everybody, man. No response. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nada.
That nigga better tell me he got kidnapped by some Scientologists and raped in the back of a van or something like that.
That'll be the only thing that's acceptable.
That is the only goddamn thing that's acceptable.
The only thing.
So if he listening to this, which I'm sure he is, because you know we're going to talk shit about him, you need to make up the best Scientologist story you can possibly make up, because that's the only believable shit I'm believing here. Cody, like I said before, he's on the recap crew now, as far as the Gotham episodes, and he's not just there. And he's not just there because CJ just randomly called him there. He's actually there now. Along with Sammy as well on the Walking Dead recaps and shit like that. Everything is going to be back and normal and stuff like that. I guess I'm not going to do the same promo over them and shit like that. But people, I give a shout out to, of course, our sponsors, Fandango on Amazon.
Yes, people, check them out. Get them free incentives from Fandango.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome games from Amazon.
Yeah, I love those incentives, man. Shit, that's why I always post those ones up there and shit. Someone was telling me they got tickets from, this is the reason why I'm doing it now. I got to get back into doing it because someone was telling me they got that figurine from Baymax from a Big Hero 6 purchasing their tickets off the site and stuff.
Awesome.
And I was like, well, then shit, I need to promote that more than, you know, because I'm not going to lie, I kind of want one. So shit, if you want to give P1 a gift, buy me some tickets and send me back. Yeah. Obviously, you can get those, like Cody said, those free incentives, buying your tickets off moviespoilspodcast.com through Fandango. Plus, that gives us a little kickback on the site, too, and even on the Amazon as well. Because, you know, we talk about a lot of movies, video games. I even post up the streaming for The Walking Dead and Gotham and stuff like that. You know, you want to watch it on your computer and shit, head on over. You're going to pay for it anyway. Head on over to moviespoilspodcast.com and check out the Amazon sidebar first. And then see what you can purchase. You want to buy Assassin's Creed Unity, it's already there. Just purchase it.
There you go. That's how I would do it.
That's how I would do it. I did buy mine off Amazon. So. Best thing about Amazon, and everybody knows, I hate fucking pre-orders. But the best thing about Amazon pre-order is you pay for it full before it comes out, and they send it to you that same day of delivery.
That's right.
So that's perfect for me because everybody knows I fucking hate GameStop. So I fucking can't stand GameStop. So shit. Actually, if I'm not my story, my GameStop story is what made me popular on Spill. When I told the guy, go fuck yourself and fuck your thoughts. So. Shit, so, yes, people, I love their pre-orders. Hey, that pre-order's cool for me. I mean, Best Buy is cool too. They're really organized. I love how they do their things as well. As if you like the physical copy, but if you're a lazy fuck like me and just on the computer all goddamn day, then you know, hey, that's the other way of doing it. So
it's digital age, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about the downloading digital age we're gonna get into for video games, but we'll see when that time crosses, man. Because you know, if you lose a hard drive, man.
That's it.
Yeah, dude. That's it, man.
That cloud doesn't fall down.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how I feel about that, but well, I guess we'll get to that time when we see it. I know EA is doing it, but, you know, obviously I don't really play too many EA games, but I remember I brought that up on the Darkness that time. They're doing that thing where, you know, $5 a month get you every game in their library.
That's right.
Which is, hey, if it's only $5 a month, I don't have a fucking problem then buying it. Just downloading this shit. Would have loved to got Assassin's Creed Unity for $5 instead of how much? Goddamn $80. Shit. You don't feel that until you swipe that card and you go like, oh, damn. Shit.
Now
we
just do that.
Yeah, when that tax come out, you just like, well, damn, how much fucking tax in California, LA is it? Shit. Are we seriously that fucking broke? Shit. This lady was telling me about all the water incidents that happened in California. I looked at her and I said, I knew California was full of shit on that goddamn, well, not California, LA was bullshitting about that water drought shit. Because she was like, you'd be surprised how many water accidents happen and shit like that. I was like, I knew that was full of shit. I knew it.
Oh, yeah. Come on
now. The whole goddamn ocean out there. Just create a device that's going to filter that shit. I guess that's too complicated to ask for, though, huh?
That makes so much sense.
Oh, okay. Instead, we just accepted the fact that we low on water. Okay. We can create a filter through our far sink, but yet we can't create a filter. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That makes perfect sense. But people, like I said, we got tons of questions. We got that box office talk. Driss is over there waiting patiently. He's like, you want me to sing again? No, nigga. We don't want you singing at all anymore.
Stay in that goddamn broom closet. We'll call you when we need you,
Jesus. Exactly. Call you when you need you, except for like that. Go back in there and go taste some of Mrs. P1's cookies or something like that. Make sure them shits ain't burnt, shit. obviously, another thing I want to get back into is saying, hey, since this movie spoiled episode 137, I want to get back to saying I am your spoiling host. I get back to saying that shit. The phenomenal one,
you
of course.
The spoiling host, yes.
Yeah, I gotta start announcing myself better like that now. I'm the spoiling host. That's my spoiling co-host right there, Cody. So, yeah, I gotta get back into doing that. I'm taking it back, baby. Throwback. But, got that box office talk. We got Cody's Blu-rays of the week. That's the official title now of it.
Yes, Cody's Blu-rays of the week.
Cody's Blu-rays of the week, which I told him earlier, even a Blu-ray that took a year to come out, Cody.
Yeah, that has to be some good shit on there.
Oh, yeah. And actually, you know, I might spoil it if I tell this little hint, but yeah, actually, it will spoil it, so I'm not going to say it then. So, or as the wife would say, but your movie spoilers, you can tell me. So she always play that shit with me or whatever and say, I always tell her, it's like, I don't want to tell you about the show or something or the movie if you're about to watch it right now. She's like, you can tell me. I mean, you are movies. I'm just looking at her and go, like, you corny motherfucker. Oh, she's a gem. And obviously, man, we got, like I said, Blu-ray release. And then we got that trailer talk with, I can't do it, fuck. Whatever, however that fucking whistle go, Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 1, whatever. There you go, Cody, you got it. I gotta say, as big, as high profile as that movie is, I can give two shits about it, to be honest.
Wow, so it's not just me.
Yeah, it's not just you. Like, even all the, like, because they're shitting the shit out of it. Like, I don't see too many movie trailers at home or usually and stuff like that, but even on my laptop, when I'm just looking up shit, that trailer is just in the background just playing. I just, like, watch it and go, like, yeah, I've heard they had an early screener for it, which I did not get a chance to see, and I heard a lot of people, I think it's like 86%, I heard a lot of people praising it. It's got a lot of reviews on it, but I'm just like, this trailer looks so uninteresting right now.
Yeah, I think I saw the Quinjet. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I saw that scene from Avengers 2 when Black Widow falls off the motorcycle. It's just like, I think I saw that scene, right? And then even they threw in some Winter Soldier when they shot the arrows at the planes and shit, the Quinjet. Yeah. I think I saw those where I was like, oh, there's some Avengers shit going on here. All right. And that's not to say it's a bad movie.
As a franchise as a whole, it doesn't really interest me.
No, it's kind of boring, actually. And I even gave both of them see it, or whatever. And
I agree. It's just kind of there.
Yeah, well-directed, well-acted, shot well and stuff like that. I mean, there's nothing wrong, well, except for the first one. The first one had some technical problems, But yeah, even the second one or whatever, and even still going, it's just like when you see it in the Best Buy or whatever, when you like buying your Blu-ray, you'd be like, well, I'm gonna get this new film, and then you just see it sitting there, and you're just like, nah, I don't remember anything about this, I don't want it. Thank God it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix now, people, so if you really want to watch, just get it on there and shit like that. People go crazy about this franchise, though, but hey, man, let's get into some questions, man.
Let's do it.
Now, where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah, back to our Night of the Living Dead review. And once again, I got to give that shout out to, I guess, this review, actually, because this review, like I said, all the numbers and stuff have been looking great, and around this time they usually do. Facebook is doing their whole little stat thing now and stuff like that. They sent me a little message saying that this is performing 95% better than all my other posts. Big thanks to Z for this high-rated review here. Everybody checking it out. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but hey.
I'm glad something's high-rated about it.
So, damn sure what this movie. let's see what Miss Cynthia says. And she says, sweet mother of Mary on her virgin day. That bitch wasn't no virgin. I'm going to tell you that right now. That bitch was opening them legs up for every goddamn body in there. Jesus was fingering it like a motherfucker. Yeah, exactly. Hell, Mary did get around, all right. That's why she got all them damn kids behind her and them damn portraits and shit like that. Those Santa Maria dolls and shit. She said, did you guys rip this apart? And I loved it. Yeah, this didn't sound too good. Damn, that sucks for Z. Yeah, it sucks for all of them involved in it. What would be your main problem with horror these days, guys? How much time you got? Yeah, every goddamn thing aspect of it. There you go. How much time you got about this, Cynthia? I mean, what was that last horror film I saw? Was it Ouija?
Ouija.
I can't remember. All right, one of these horror movies, I can't remember if it was Ouija or the one before that. I remember saying it had a nice opening to it. Might have been Annabelle. I think it was might have been. I can't remember. One of these fucking movies. And then the longer it just went on, the more fucking stupid it just got. It's just like, Jesus Christ, man. And that's that whole thing about, you know, the supernatural shit. That supernatural shit is boring. It is fucking boring.
Nowadays, especially.
Like, because, like, you know, you hear people talk about cliches of movies and, like, you know, cliches of superheroes, which I don't get that cliche of the superhero films. They always say, like, oh, it's always a building in the sky or something like that, and they fall down from it. It's like, I don't recall any superhero film I saw recently did that, except for Guardians, but, yeah, I don't remember. And Captain America did it, but I don't recall that happening in Man of Steel or Iron Man 3 or Thor, for that matter. So, I think that's every day. I don't think that's a cliche. But, this one, obviously, you know, the supernatural shit. Don't nothing happen for the first fucking hour. And then it's just slow shit. A door closes. A drawer opens up. A screeching noise or some shit like that. Then at the end, shit just goes crazy. Because now all of a sudden this demon is pissed off. Because you did some shit to call
now,
it out.
Now I want to do something.
Yeah, because you called it out. Because you went and got a priest. And said, come at me, bro. I mean, shit.
In the background, wait for that perfect moment. I don't know why it'd be now, but yeah.
That shit's like James Spader as Ultron and shit. Just picked that right speech to come out on and shit like that. It's just like, but at least in that movie though, from what I can tell from that trailer, it looked like he comes out at the beginning of that. So he doesn't wait till fucking last 30 minutes to pull no shit like that. String. another problem is just lack of effort. I don't think no effort goes in horror. I think they're just cheap, and obviously they're cheap because they know they can make money back and shit like that. So make them for $3 million and make $20 million off of it.
Heck yeah, you know it's gonna make money. And those teeny poppers, man.
Which Ouija did do $3 million and made what almost $50 fucking million.
Damn.
That's a goddamn shame. Ouija 2 on the way.
Yep.
Ouija, the board continues. There you go. They just put me in the exec room and just come up with titles all day.
Ouija, it's not a game anymore.
So you thought this was a game? Oh no. The game has just begun. Yeah, man, there's a lot of problems with horror, and I don't think it's going to get fixed personally because, obviously, like we just said, they're cheap and they can make a profit back, so they don't give a fuck what it's about. Although, I don't even know if I should question this. That Babadook movie, that stupid ass movie, that trailer or whatever, it has almost a 90% around there, but obviously, yeah, that movie. That movie got played at film festivals, and every horror movie that gets played at film festivals, everybody always loves that shit. You remember Evil Dead?
Yeah.
People lost their shit about that, saying it's the greatest thing they ever seen, or even that movie that came out last year, You're Next, lost their shit about that. Annabelle, hell, even The Conjuring for that matter and shit. So, these aren't. I'm not listening to that film festival crowd on this one.
No, not at all.
Because I showed Cody that trailer a couple of months ago, and
I remember that trailer very well.
I ain't even talking about the movie. I'm talking about what people told me about that trailer. Talking about this trailer is the most creepiest thing I've ever seen. I watched that trailer and shit, and I was like, okay, people cutting out some little stick figures or paper or something. What was going on? That was the only thing you heard. I was like, okay, man, this movie better be some scary shit. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, it comes out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which, I think it's going to be a fun time watching that goddamn movie. I swear to God. Because that trailer was stupid as fuck. Babadook. Like I was saying, before we got cut off or whatever and shit like that, I recently did a short review of this movie called Fear, and I was talking to the director, which I was appreciating his work of pretty much just calling out that, you know, most shit that occurrences happen like that is in these supernatural films are bullshit. And it's just your mind, you wanting to believe that something's going on. Nine times out of ten, it's not a goddamn thing going on. So stop thinking of yourself so damn important. Because, you know, short I reviewed, and like I said in the review, you know, the radio gets staticky. And then later in the short, we find out, oh, it's just raining and stormy outside. So, you know, obviously that might just give you a bad reception, you know. The wind blew the door open. There you go. Or there was a thing where I thought this was a well-done shot, too. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because that was considered a horror genre as well. There was blood falling into the tub. And, you know, you can already hear the people going like, oh, shit, what's going on? And then it's just her shaving her leg. she turns the music all the way up, it's blasting, and then it just shuts off, no reason. She freaks out, and then she finds out that the dog is just under the desk and pulled the cord out. And just so I was like, hey, I was telling the director, I was like, I appreciate your work in this, man, because you pointed out everything that's yeah, stupid with these fucking films.
Yeah, I saw that manufactured horror.
Yeah, exactly. This shit is all like, and the actress they had playing it, she sells that shit well, because you really think she's about to get in some shit. She's playing that shit like she's in really a horror film and shit, and then when she finds out it's nothing, she's like, oh, okay. It's like, it's like you said, Cody, it's just manufactured shit that, like, when you put these actors in these horror films, whatever, they're almost like they're forcing that shit, like, oh, like logical sense never comes to their mind at all.
Logic is never part of these horror scripts, man.
Logic is thrown out the fucking window. like oh, a shadow walks by the window. A murderer, a serial killer. You even think that could be a fucking neighbor or something, or a peeping Tom or something like that?
It's a zombie in front of me. Better throw it in that fence.
No. There's a guy walking towards me with a crazy look in his eye and blood for all of his clothes. Maybe I should ask him what's wrong. Instead of just walking away, you know, okay. So, yeah, man, I think that was awesome. I'm not gonna lie, I thought the director did a great job of that, so I really appreciated that. It was actually kind of funny. I don't even know if he meant it to be a comedy, but I was laughing. I was like, oh, this just proves my point. Horror is stupid. Oh, man, we got some questions from last week, though.
Okay.
My man Steve, he says, okay, enough with Marvel and DC. God, you guys got to get into this Fantastic Four film. Did you hear about that Dr. Doom news? What are your thoughts on this reboot so far?
Oh, boy.
And you do know that's Marvel, too, Steve, right? Not the good Marvel, but, you know. Man, I wish Marvel would just get that property back. I really do.
Jesus Christ, where do we begin with this, man?
Man, we were talking about it before, actually, before the whole little meeting and everything we had. Man, that man, that is some shit for your ass, man. They made Dr. Doom, one of the most powerful villains. He's up there with, like, Thanos and, like, Doomsday and all them and shit like that. I mean, I'm talking about Marvel and DC as well and shit. But one of the most popular villains of all time, too, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, shit, even hood niggas in Compton know who the fuck he is.
He's the only reason Darth Vader exists.
Yeah, so to find out this nigga's gonna be an internet blogger, it's just like, what?
What? I love how they try to pull themselves away from, oh, comics are so silly, oh, we're changing his name to Doom Shack, Victor Von Doom is silly. But yet, they replace it with this shit.
You know, the thing is, I will admit, Victor Von Doom, that's a cool name. It's kind of silly for cinematic-wise. I'll give you that. But it's cool as fuck as far as books and animation and all that other stuff goes and shit like that and stuff. They could have gave him that other name and, man, they could have just said, Doom is the power of, you know, Liberia. That's the power. I mean, he owns a fucking country like that. He's a dictator. So you expect him to kind of have some kind of name like that, if I'm not mistaken, right? And then this shit, they got here talking about, oh, there's not going to be a Latveria, none of that shit. I'm just like, this ain't even a Fantastic Four movie no more.
Oh, not at all.
I mean, how is this even going to come apart? And then last time I checked, and I just, and you can check out in our Batman Forever review, was talking about how Harvey Dent and Bruce Wayne supposed to be the same fucking age. Mm-hmm. Even though Tommy Lee Jones is 20 fucking years older than fucking Val Kilmer shit. That same thing goes for Reed Richards and fucking Dr. Doom. They're supposed to be the same age, but Miles Teller is fucking Cody's age. And that's in real life and even in how he looks. So,
right.
There's no getting around it. The dude looks 24. 26 at the highest, man. If anything, he's one of my biggest problems. I just saw him in a good movie. He was in Whiplash, where it was a really good film and shit like that, but... Man, he is just not there. He is not Reed Richards, dude.
Nah, I don't see it, man. I don't see it at all.
I'm at a loss for words with it. I'm not gonna lie though. I am dying to see this film though.
Oh, I can't wait, man. I can't wait for that first trailer, man. Wait, that just to explode.
I am waiting. And you would think it'd be about around that time when they should be releasing a trailer right now, but it seemed like they're not even done with filming yet.
I mean, I don't know what it is about this movie, dude. The production schedule has been so odd.
Yeah.
So odd.
Comes out next late summer, too.
Yeah, August.
Yeah, okay, see, yeah. Everybody's wondering, like, why are they releasing Avengers trailer? Because it's around that time when it's time to release the trailers for next year now, around that time, whatever. Right. And right. Fantastic Four just seems so way behind. I have a feeling that movie's going to be pushed back again.
Oh, Jesus.
And I haven't seen not one still piece of this of anything finished yet.
Little blurry ass photos of Dr. Doom wearing trash bags and that rock monster.
Man, I don't know what that was. That wasn't no Fantastic. That was not no Fantastic Four. And the funny thing is, as silly as the Fantastic Four, and you can tell by their names, Human Torch and all that shit and stuff like that, they've had some great Marvel comic runs and shit.
Uh-huh.
They've had some great fucking runs. I've seen some stories. They're almost, if anything, even out of like Guardians, Avengers, and X-Men or whatever, they're one of almost the best teams ever and shit like that as far as story runs go. You wouldn't know it from watching these movies.
Nope.
You wouldn't know anything from these movies, actually.
Especially the treatment they gave Dr. Doom, one of the greatest villains of all time. Jesus.
That's the biggest insult to the franchise itself, is just Dr. Doom. Because when you think of Fantastic Four, first thing that comes to your head is Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Badass villain in here. Dr. Doom, whatever. I mean, he's the... He could, if he was up with Marvel and Disney, or whatever, he could have been what Loki is for them.
Oh yeah, easily.
Easily order. He's like, I guess he could be like what Jesse Eisenberg's gonna be. I don't know if he's gonna be for the universe, but what Lex Luthor is to the DC universe and shit like that. Doom is always in the background somehow and shit. He's one of the most interesting villains because he's got his own goddamn country, first of all.
It just makes it all the more heartbreaking when you think of what the Marvel's, their cinematic universe, what they could do with Doom. What they should be told to do at this point, they add him. Like, oh my god.
I love how everybody got mad. It's like, well, why Marvel pulling their comics back? It's like, can you blame them? Can you fucking blame them?
Are you reading here this shit too?
I don't blame them now. One fucking bit after seeing this shit, I'm just like, yeah, yank that shit now.
Just not giving a fuck, dude.
I can't wait to see this movie. I'm excited. For a movie that wasn't on my radar, it's the highest on my radar now. Fuck Avengers 2, fuck Batman vs. Superman, fuck all that. I want to see Fantastic Four reboot.
This
needs to get the profile it needs deserves, and I can't wait for it. And I'm hoping they release it earlier, to be honest. I hope they release it against the Avengers. I hope it beats the Avengers.
Get my midnight tickets right now.
Hell, I'm seeing them. You gonna see me when you walk in the door with a fucking two drinks, a lot of food. Hey, Cody, I'm up here, right here.
Party of it, man.
This shit gonna be good. I sent some Punisher Warzone on this shit.
Oh boy.
Well. Not that far, because it ain't rated R, but I'm sensing some shit like that. I'm sensing some cartoony shit, and I don't know how you can go even more cartoony from that last Fantastic Four, but...
Fox found a way.
I think Fox is trying to find a way to outdo themselves. You know what would have been funny in that Avengers 2 trailer? You remember the scene where Thor and Captain America were looking up in the sky and shit like that? That cloud from Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, should have passed by. Oh, that would have been awesome. They'd have been like, what is that, Steve? Looks like a purple cloud. Oh, man. Lance Garrison, he says, what is one moment in the DC and Marvel Cinematic Universe that you would kill to see or lose your shit if it appeared and done right? For DC, what would I want to see?
Question.
A good movie. No, I'm just playing. you know what? The next film, actually, Batman vs. Superman, I'm hoping they keep the dialogue from the books and the animated movie in there. Because, Cody, no, I love that fucking line where when he picks Superman up and say, I'm not going to kill you. Because I want you to know that I was the one after all these years that defeated you. That line, man, is fucking... epic, like, beyond epic, man.
If they could, like, pay homage in some sort of way to that line in the movie, that'd be badass.
That would be fucking epic. I would love to hear that line. I would automatically, even if the movie is shit, I would lose my shit for that line right there. Right. Especially if done right. Especially the way Ben Affleck acted in Gone Girl. If he can deliver just a little bit more on this one, with a little bit more of a darker tone. Mm-hmm. Man, I think that line would come great coming from his voice and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ben, you know, he's from Boston. He got that bass in his voice, man. So might be some scary shit.
Yeah, he ain't no bitch, man.
That's a big motherfucker though, too. I didn't really pay attention to how big that motherfucker was. I was rewatching
That dude, he's easily the most physically imposing Batman. Yeah. By far.
Yeah, I was rewatching Daredevil. Even when I was watching that, I was just like, damn, he's even kind of big in this fucking film, dude. Like, that suit is riding up his ass and shit.
Right. I believe he'd be afraid of this motherfucker.
Is that man?
Yeah.
Like you said, let him have a... I think you said this a couple of months ago. Let him grow that beard out and shit, look crazy and shit. Damn, Bruce, you could have shaved at least. I don't have to fucking shave. Yeah, but I'd kill to see that line. So hopefully they throw that in there.
That's a good point. Stay on the Batman side of things. I would love to see that whole... obsessive side of Batman, how he takes it pride in that side over his Bruce Wayne side.
Oh man, that shit was, they did such
staying in the cage all day.
They did that shit they did a good job with that in the animated one, Dark Knight Returns and shit.
Right.
I thought about that scene a couple of times where he was talking to that bat and shit. I was like, dude.
Yeah, because Batman's a crazy motherfucker.
That was the first time, after all these years of watching Batman, though, that was the first time I actually got that nigga's crazy. Because he had that Jake Gyllenhaal smile going on and shit, talking about, I ain't done with you, and you ain't done with me yet. And then the bat started flying to him. He's just like, yeah, that's right. Come near. I was like, dude.
This new Batman has a lot of potential, man, to ape those notes, dude.
That's a psychotic motherfucker. It should have just got Jake Gyllenhaal to reply to this bro from Nightcrawler. Nobody has scared me like he has this year. I'm trying to think outside of Batman what I'd like to see that has been important in the DC universe as far as books. This is a no-brainer. I guess we kind of saw that already, but in a better movie, I'd love to see the Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Well, I would love to see. Now, actually, that was one of the best things of the last movie, personally. But I think they could have did more with them, as far as especially being on that world and shit like that. And I would love to see more of that. So, as far as Marvel goes, now, what would I like to see? I mean, shit, they pretty much damn near doing everything. So female Thor to piss everybody else. How about that, then? There you go. Black Captain America, that pissed some old people off. How about that? Shit, I was gonna say Black Panther, but you know, we're already seeing that. Miss Marvel, we're gonna see that. Big Hero, they did that already. Oh no, you know what? I don't know if this is necessary. Yeah, I guess this is something I'll see. Thor himself. Thor is one of my favorite characters, Marvel characters. And I feel like we haven't got the scene that Thor yet. Maybe we'll get in Avengers Age of Ultron because this threat is more menacing than in Avengers. I don't think we've seen how powerful Thor really is.
Yeah.
And I was rewatching the Avengers Age. Goddamn, what was it? Earth's Mightiest Heroes, right? That last episode where they fought Galactus. Because it was a straight line from the books and shit like that. When Spider-Man was talking to Captain America, was like, why don't you look nervous or something like that? And then the clouds started coming and shit. And then Captain America was like, because I can hear that thunder coming. And then you see Thor face to face with Galactus and shit. He knocks Galactus down with that hammer. I was just like, woo!
That'd
be a badass scene to see something like. I don't think we've seen that from Thor yet. I don't think we've seen how powerful he really is and shit. And to be honest, he's kind of like one of the strongest out of all of them. So like, I don't think he's been tested. I don't think he's been tested yet on that level.
Not yet.
So maybe Ultron will push that force because, shit, even in that episode, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, where he faced Ultron, I think Thor was his biggest threat, to be honest.
Right.
Especially that episode where he thought he killed Thor, and then Thor came back, and it was like, you know, when Thor gets pissed, them clouds start showing, and them lightning bolts start coming and shit, and He starts getting all Shakespearean in the park and shit and shit like that.
In the bass in his voice.
Yeah. You dare strike me, foolish creature. Yeah. Like, Thor is some arrogant fuck, man. He starts telling people, you need to know your place. Like, he pretty much is damn near up to a villain talking about, you need to know your place before you dare put your fucking hands on me and shit. So, you know. And I don't think we gotten that part yet about Thor. Man, that's why Galactus and that's right, man. I'd kill for something like that. But I'm hoping that Avengers Age of Ultron, maybe Ultron is that villain that'll push him that far, so.
Hopefully. Mine's a bit more simple. Might be funny. I'm hoping at some point, somewhere down the line, it might be in this next Avengers movie, it might be in the last two, I don't know. I hope at some point, all the Avengers are lined up, and Captain America's standing front and center, and he echoes that line. Avengers are simple.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Just gave me a boner. Just gave me a motherfucking
boner. If they can pull that off without it sounding cheesy, I will lose my shit.
They haven't said that yet in these films.
No, they have not.
So, yeah, actually it probably could be pulled off. Man, that'd be awesome. And we got somewhat of a glimpse of that in the Avengers film where everybody was in that circle and he gave the orders and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It would have been a nice little ad if he would have said Avengers or something, but oh my, yeah, I'd kill for that too. So,
they say this shit before they fight Thanos. Oh my God.
Oh, okay, I need to see this movie now. I need to see this fucking movie. Oh man, yeah, that'd be badass. Hey man, got a question from my man Killian here. He says, have you guys seen those new Entertainment Weekly pictures of the new Terminator? They look, they look really bad, and was wondering what were your thoughts on this. They look bad. You just answered it.
They look fucking terrible.
They look like some fucking Twilight shit.
Man, everybody looks so miscast, dude. Everybody.
I thought this was a Terminator prequel after watching that them photos. I was like,
I don't know if it's a prequel or I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't care anymore. I just don't care. Yeah, it be honest, based off those photos, it looked like some straight to TV shit.
Yeah, it really does.
So, those photos looked horrible. I'm not gonna lie. Now, granted, it was a magazine photo, but I mean, you can make some cool fucking maps. I've seen Batman and Superman on a photo, and I mean, the magazine looked cool. I saw Ultron with Robert Downey Jr. and fucking that looked cool, you know what I mean? So, and it's just these two hipster-looking kids with goddamn black gear on and a little bit of dirt rubble on their side of their cheekbone. I mean,
Jesus.
It looked like a Nicholas Sparks film was in the making or something. I know Cody's looking forward to that movie, though, but so. It's his favorite franchise, favorite film of all time coming out, so.
Yeah. I love those last two movies especially, yeah.
Yeah, he loved them. Shit, he loves it all. Yeah, he's just like, hey, I can't wait, so. Cody's movie week of the week. Terminator, whatever the fuck is being called, so. No.
Why?
Sounds even stupider. Okay. Yeah, people's like, it's got your boy in there, Schwarzenegger. I hear he's gonna be back. Oh yeah, Cody's excited about that.
Yeah, God, love me some Schwarzenegger. So I'm so happy to hear him back.
Yeah, back in the '80s, but I ain't love Schwarzenegger, so I don't know how long. So
seriously.
Gregory the Third, he says, podcast awards are near and here. So P1, you plan on winning? You goddamn right, yeah. Also, Cody, how do you feel so far for being on an award nominated show? I heard on Throwback Tuesday, Z calling it out if Throwback Tuesday beats the main movie spoilers show. That'll never happen. the gauntlet has been thrown down, Sir Cody. Awesome show, guys, and completely agree with you on Big Hero 6 P1. Simple film, but kids loved it, and I had a fun time at the theaters.
Okay, so Z threw down a gauntlet. Apparently, that's what's going on.
He did say something like that, like three episodes back or something like that. Like, hey, what if this show beats your main show? Your, I think he said the highlight show of the site or something like that. And I was going like, that ain't gonna happen.
All right.
he says it's gonna happen because I do more work than Lehu. I said, you know he ain't on his site no more. So I was like,
yes, you comparing it to nothing, basically.
so you got a lot of questions in here, Cody. I guess the first one says, how do you feel so far about being on an award-nominated show?
Feels good, man. Feels good. Obviously, I enjoyed doing the show with you, man. And I hope my added benefits to the show are disadvantages, I don't know.
It's both, nigga. No. hate your black ass.
Brings more success, man. So, see where this goes.
I guess his next question was, how do you feel about that gauntlet being thrown down? The gauntlet has been, he called you Sir Cody. That's your new name. You've been knighted.
Oh, Sir Cody. I like that.
Sir Cody. Up there with Elton John and all them. Can you feel that? Wait, that was the song, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sure.
All right. Good. Let me continue there.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, because this year, every show can go up now because it's been over a year for every show now, so. Even The Darkness, for that matter, can go up in the entertainment section. Well, shit, we just need one more fucking show. Well, two more, actually, now. Shit. Shit. So, shit.
That'll be an accomplishment.
Yeah, that'll be an accomplishment. Before the award ceremony, can you get two more shows done? How about that? There you go. So, The Darkness in the entertainment section, Movie Spoilers and Throwback Tuesday, Movie and Film section, so. It'll be an interesting year. It'll be nice if I can just get one nominated and shit this year again. But to get all three nominated, oh, that'd be. I don't know. I don't know if that'd be better or worse, because if I get all three nominated and neither one wins, I'd be probably pissed off. So I don't know. I don't know how much of a positive that can be, though. So.
Yeah, you had this idea in your head that you fell three times.
I can see me and Cody, either we're in Vegas or watching it on my TV or something like that. You can see me now. Okay. Going to the other room, close the door. Motherfucker! Shit! Fuck it! Quit! Quit this shit! What does it take to win a fucking award? What does it take? Actually, there's this website, people. I forgot the name of it. There's a website that analyzes all the nominees and shit like that. Each site of what they do and stuff. And writes about, like, a two-paragraph summary about everything they do and what they can... why they may have not been picked and shit like that. And they actually did a nice little article about us. I wish I could remember the name of the site and stuff, though. But, let's go down to Aiden. He says, hey, Cody, what do you think about your favorite actor, Jai Courtney, possibly being a part of the Suicide Squad film? That is your favorite actor. I remember that.
Okay.
You love him.
Jai Courtney. Jai, where do I begin with this motherfucker? Speaking of Jai Courtney, he was on, I don't know if you spotted him, but he's, did you see one of those EW photos for Terminator?
Yeah, I saw his ass. Yeah.
Him as fucking Kyle Reese. You get Jai Courtney. That's Kyle Reese.
How does he keep getting work? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I swear to God, dude, he is this generation. No, not this generation. I guess this decade's Sam Worthington.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Sam Worthington. You know what? He kind of looks like Sam Worthington. That might be Sam Worthington. He did some makeup or something like that to make himself look younger and shit.
All these students keep trying to push us in their faces, keep trying to shove it down our throats, and yet the dude is still just bland as I don't know what. And the dude keeps getting work.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be done after that last Die Hard film. I know he had I, Frankenstein this year, but I was just like, it's a smaller film. Maybe he'll just start getting those small. But no, he's getting some big projects. I mean, for his name to even come up in that Suicide Squad film, that's like... Which is a project, obviously, I don't care about, but it's a huge fucking property and a proper project itself and shit. And then to see him in that Terminator, which is another huge property in itself, just based on the name alone and shit, to be playing one of the main fucking characters, it's a conspiracy now. It is a fucking conspiracy of how is this guy still getting work?
Yeah, man, I was on such a Suicide Squad high, dude. It's probably my most looked forward to DC movie. I never thought I would say that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, too.
I'm like, oh, we got Jared Leto now. It's a Joker, possibly. I'm like, hell yeah.
They even brought up a rumor. Jake Gyllenhaal possibly playing the Joker or something. I'm just like, yeah, I'd be fine with either one.
Yeah. And then
after seeing Nightcrawler, I'm definitely fine with it.
You got all these names associated. You got David Ayer. You got Will Smith attached to it. Tom Hardy, Margot Robbie. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do that. And you hear Jared Leto. And then you get to Jai Courtney. What the fuck?
And the
just
thing is,
that motherfucker held a sniper and Jack Reacher does not mean he can play Deadshot. I'm sorry.
And that's the thing, too. They gave him Deadshot. Fucking Deadshot. Fucking Deadshot. Deadshot is probably the best character in fucking Suicide Squad. And they fucking gave him to him. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Damn it, man.
And we don't know what this DC universe is going to look like or how it's going to come out, but right. Deadshot, I'm assuming they're not going to kill him in this film. He might portray a role in this in future films and shit like that. And for Jai Courtney's name to come, that's like,
God damn it, man.
He literally, like, even all those good names that Cody just brought up, Jai Courtney is one of those actors, and it's not a very long list neither, but it's a very short list, but he's one of those actors that really can make everybody else look bad. That's how bland and boring he is. He sucks the soul out of fucking movies.
Oh, man. Every movie, dude. Every movie.
Every fucking movie. And I, Frankenstein, they just kept putting his ass on screen, too. I was just like, damn, this is really a goddamn... This ain't Aaron Eckhart's movie. This is fucking Jai Courtney movie and shit. And he's boring, too. Like, he plays... And the thing, he plays a lot of characters, too. A lot of characters. And he adds no kind of acting ability to either one of them. I was like, damn, at least look like you having fun with this shit or something. Damn.
Something, man. Give us something.
Him to be playing Deadshot, man. I hope he's wearing that mask the whole damn time. Shit. I hope the fuck he's wearing that mask the whole time. I hope they don't even never take it off. Highly doubt that, but... That wasn't good news, man. Why would you even end the news on that too? Because it was like that was like the last announcement. Exactly. You start off with shit like that, and they said Jai Courtney as if like that's the biggest actor in the film too. It's like, okay. And I was telling somebody about Margot Robbie. It was like, how you feel? I was like, I don't really have any feelings toward that because I haven't seen her too much. It was like, oh, you said she was great in Wolf of Wall Street. I was like, she was good in Wolf of Wall Street. She really wasn't given much to do, so I don't think she can do bad personally. But we'll see. I know, shit. I know she'll be fucking hot in that role. So.
Damn sure.
Hell yeah, shit. I know she's gonna be giving every dude a fucking boner in that damn Harley Quinn. She's playing Harley Quinn, right?
Yeah, that's what pointing towards. Yeah,
yeah, she's gonna be giving everybody a fucking boner if she's wearing that Arkham outfit. The short shirt with the tight fucking tan, I was like, She definitely has the facial look for her. I'll give her that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Pretty sure right now there's some fangirl dressed up like Harley Quinn saying, she just doesn't remind me of her. Mm-mm. Sure, I remind him of her. Yeah. I don't know when that...
You know Harley Quinn?
Yeah, you know Harley Quinn. I don't know when Harley Quinn got popular, but that still baffles me. She's just a side bitch to the Joker. Yeah. She's just a side bitch to the Joker. I mean, come on. Where did this bitch get popular? I know it wasn't no Suicide Squad property because they all sucked.
I don't know. Yeah, she's recently been a part of Suicide Squad too, so it definitely wasn't that.
Yeah, so when the fuck it was just Halloween, I guess? Shit.
Slutty outfits, yes, I guess.
I guess so. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm just like, man, why is girls attracted that bitch so much, whatever and shit. But all right. Holly responds to Aiden and says, "Suicide Squad film, Aunt May movie." Those are all somewhat big news, but how about the biggest movie news this week? You guys know what I'm talking about. Kevin James is back as Paul Blart Mall Cop. Thoughts? I cannot.
Well,
as Jesse Eisenberg said to Woody Harrelson when he shot those Twinkies, let me start my 3-part apology right about now. I don't even know where to begin with that.
Alright, there's about 3 words that come to mind right now. One is fuck, the other is you, and the last one is Hollywood.
Oh, okay, there you go. I remember I saw this movie in the back of my friend's car, in the back seat, just sitting there. And I just remember staring at it like, why is that back there? He's like, why do you keep looking back there? And I was like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, why is that back there? Were you watching it? Or, like, did you rent this or something like that or whatever? He's like, yeah, I watched it. It was pretty funny over there. You can drop me off right here. you can drop me off right here, man. I think I'll be good. Yeah, you away from home, man. It's like, you know what? I know my way around. Don't worry, we fine. you can drop me off right here. I don't think we can be friends, man. After this, I fucking hated that movie. I fucking hate Kevin James. I hate all his fucking movies. All his movies are fucking horrible.
Yeah, Kevin James. He's not one of those soul zapping motherfuckers.
Yeah. He's like Ant-Man zapping that shit away, man. I don't know who's worse, T.I. or fucking Jai Courtney, but I've been wondering that all week long. Who's worse? Let me see. Man, that's hard.
Man, I dread the day we'll get those two in a movie together.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, fuck. Bad enough we had to see T.I., Timo, and Melissa McCarthy. And shit. I mean, shit. Shit, it don't get no worse than this, but Paul Blart, motherfucking Mall Cop, man.
Boy, oh boy.
They actually had a trailer revved up for this and everything. I was like...
Sequel, man.
Why? That's why I said why. I'm at a loss for words right now, man. Next thing I'm going to be saying Zoolander 2. No, not Zoolander. Zookeeper 2. I fucking hated that movie, man. I fucking despised that movie with every fucking bit of my passion in me. I was at my homegirl and her husband. I've been longtime friends with both of them or whatever and shit. We were out drinking in downtown Long Beach. They live in San Diego now and shit. We was out drinking on her birthday. And, you know, promised we'd do anything she wanted to do. And she wanted to go see that fucking movie. That movie had a big-ass poster on the wall and shit like that. She's like, let's go see that right now. I was like, I don't know about it. And then I saw that. I think that was the first time I've ever cringed in a theater. I hated that fucking movie, man. hated that movie. What a passion.
What is it? Kevin James, man. Can't wait for that Hitch spinoff featuring his character.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's a shit. Oh, God. You know why? Because Adam Sandler wasn't attached to it, so he forgot that. If Adam Sandler ain't attached to it, he's like, ah, that movie didn't exist. That one didn't exist. I own your properties now. You belong to me. Hey, you never know. It might do that because you heard about Adam Sandler's next couple of films coming to Netflix.
Oh, that's right.
Next couple of films. So, yeah, you might be producing a fucking Kevin James Hitch spinoff.
Jesus Christ.
Gonna replace Will Smith with Adam Sandler and shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, he's gonna replace him with the new Black Love Doctor, Steve Harvey.
Oh.
Yeah, Steve Harvey's up there. Cannot wait. Oh, God.
Oh, man, that expanded Think Like a Man universe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to. Yeah, so... Got some questions from the best movie of the year, the Dumb and Dumber 2 review.
Oh, yes.
My man Frank, he said, you son of a bitch, P1. You almost had me. 6 minutes of this, and I was going, damn, well, if P1 liked it, then I think I'll go check it out, you bastard. We all know the horror genre is trending, treading on being the worst, but... Shit, we mean treading. That shit's... we mean treading. That shit's been treading for almost goddamn 10 years now. But do you guys think comedy is not that far from it?
Yeah,
I probably would agree with that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, it's not that far.
If I'm not mistaken, last year my worst love list was mainly comedies. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, actually, you might be right. Commander, you get a good comedy. That is like a blessing in disguise, you know. 22 Jump Street was, you need to appreciate that movie just for the simple fact that we don't get good comedies. And if we do, it's like, oh, thank God. Oh.
Yeah. Because it keeps getting brought up. We keep saying it. Those are two hardest genres to nail.
Yeah, because comedies, obviously, you got to make you laugh, and horrors, you got to make you scared. And nowadays, we just appreciate either one if it just made you feel anything. Yeah, I think comedy, because even if there is some good comedy, it's more bad ones than it is good ones. I mean, I'm trying to think of some good ones this year. Like, just straight comedies, too. I mean, because obviously, you know, like About Last Night, those romantic comedies. I'm talking about, like, straight comedies. You know, those films are usually horrible.
Yeah.
We got one more coming out this year, at least I think one more. That's that James Franco film with Seth Rogen.
Interview?
The Interview, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
not. Everybody's telling me that trailer looks hilarious. I'm like, that trailer actually looks pretty bad, but yeah. But we'll see.
She'll find out.
This is the end. Was pretty funny. I think we all kind of had an initiation that movie might have been funny though. Just going into it, just because of the premise itself, is funny.
Right. See, that's what they need nowadays, man. It's a good premise, dude. It's hard to find.
Yeah, because most comedy nowadays, like Dumb and Dumber 2, was just another fucking road trip for them. It's like, I don't see them.
Yeah, it's retreading old territory. It's like the fucking Hangover sequels.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, fuck yeah. I even like the parts of the Hangover 2 just for the simple fact of the crazy shit they get into, whatever shit. I love a group of crazy guys getting into shit like getting raped by transvestite prostitutes and shit like that. I like it because mainly it's an adventure.
Right.
It's more of an adventure, and then I guess the comedy is a part treading on the adventure part of it and shit like that for at least the first and second Hangover and shit like that, because obviously they're not doing comedic lines and shit like that or nothing like that. It's all about that experience of what they went through and shit like that and stuff. So
just like that That's like a Harold Kumar movie we love so much.
No. That movie was awesome. I already watched that movie. That movie was funny, huh? I laughed a lot at that movie. Man, that movie. I know critics hate that fucking film. They say it's the worst out of the three. I just like, I think it's the funniest out of the three, personally.
They had me laugh.
Neil Patrick, they were saying that the third one was the best Neil Patrick. I was like, no, hell no. That second one, he was fucking awesome in that shit, man. Especially when he was like, guys, we're going to a whorehouse and I'm gonna get my dick wet. If you don't wanna get your dick, man, he sold that shroom shit. I was like, this dude is a great actor, by the way. Especially when he was talking to the cop and shit, and he was high up on shrooms and shit. He was like, dude, I should have won an Academy Award for that shit. And then that ending where after the credits and shit, and it goes back to that whorehouse and him getting up going, oh, fuck. It's like, you can't kill MPH. Love that scene where he branded that bitch, too. She was like, what happened? That fucking prick branded me. And he was just like, oh, stop it. And then she was like, I warned you, Neil, you can't be doing this. And he was like, bring it. I was like, where is this coming from? And then when they were Harold and Kumar was about to leave him, he comes out with his shirt off and he's laughing. He's like, ah. Then he sees them driving off. He's like, hey, guys, where you going? He was fucking awesome in that shit. He sold me on that unicorn shit, too, by the way. When he did that swerve and said, holy shit, did you guys see that unicorn? His horn was so shiny and shit. I was looking behind with Harold and Kumar. I was like, I ain't seen no, what? Shit. I love it, yeah. Yeah, that's another one of those adventure films. It wasn't really that many comedic lines in there. It was just the performance of Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, and plus, I forgot the cop, the actor that played him, who had him and shit. Oh.
Rob Corddry,
man, the shit they just had him doing was ridiculous. This motherfucker goes to his car and pours out grape soda and shit. And the best part about that is not so much the grape soda part, it's the noise in the background, just like, hey, yo, man, is that racist, yo? Like, the fuck is he doing? And then the main black dude is just like, does he think this is doing something to us? Like, let's go see if he got Kool-Aid back there. Oh, and pothead George Bush. That dude was awesome. I don't smoke weed, but had I snuck into George Bush's house like that and met that guy and started talking, I'd probably smoke a joint with him. I probably smoked a joint. That motherfucker was like talking some deep shit. Then he just looked at his joint and said, damn, there's some good shit right here. It's like, I've seen two good George Bushes, Josh Brolin and that guy that played him. That was some good fucking makeup. Oh, love that. That film's awesome. That film's awesome. That must just be me and you on that. Oh, and my brother. And my mother. But Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, wow, I guess this movie doesn't sound so bad after all. Looks like I might be interested to check this. Oh, out. Oh, wait. Fuck it. I knew it. I knew that shit wouldn't be as funny as it was 20 years ago. And given this might make money, there might be a Dumb and Dumber 3. Ugh. Well, this is the third one, so.
Oh, shit, you're right.
As sad as that sounds, so yeah, this is a goddamn trilogy. There's a Dumb and Dumber trilogy out there, people. Shit. Oh man, I love how everybody's messaging me saying like, oh man, it sounds like you really enjoyed it. Okay, I'm gonna go check this out now. I'm like, yeah, go check it out. Yeah, man. Shit, even poor Sean's ass, whatever, he messaged me. Poor Sean, that motherfucker was just like, I know this is a hoax. I know it's a hoax. And then I just told him, because he was like, you're going to end this with saying fuck this film somehow, whatever and shit. And I was like, you know what? You shouldn't even listen to the rest of the film. I'm giving you an honest answer right now. I enjoyed the film, thought it was one of the funniest of the years and shit like that. He was just like, well, maybe I'll go check this out sometime down the line and shit. I was like, yeah, check it out, man. I bet you, guarantee you'll enjoy it. Perfect salesman. Hey, man, I got one more question for us. There's a lot of questions today. Comes from my my fear review. This comes from Tom Brady.
Oh, the Tom Brady.
Surprised he has time to write us. He says, a horror film that recognizes supernatural is bullshit. Sounds right up my alley. Yeah, it sounds like right up everybody's alley. Do you guys think this would make the horror genre better if more supernatural films did this? You know, that was actually the thing, and going back to comedy, that was the thing that made 22 Jump Street work, is that it was, it recognized what it was.
Right.
I don't know how that would work in a horror film for an hour and a half. Maybe you can,
Because wouldn't it be dipping into comedy territory if you do that?
Yeah, it works for this one, which is, I think, is great, is because it's 15 minutes, it's a short. An hour and a half. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure you probably can do that. Like maybe a ghost shows up, and then you know, if the actor if you have someone like portraying it right or something like that, then maybe it could be done. But I think, yeah, man. You know, it would be nice to have one character, because they always do these group horror films now. One character to go like, yeah, that Ouija board is bullshit, by the way. I just want you to know that, like. Ain't no goddamn spirits coming out of it. And he just starts moving the motherfucker like, look at this shit. Look at this shit. And then, like, even the ghost appears up, and the ghost is, like, in his face, and he just, like, great special effects, guys. I mean, my laptop can do this, and he just turns on his laptop. I mean, maybe it'd be awesome in that realm or something like that. I mean, shit. I know it'd be funny, but.
Right.
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods did that, too, actually, too, so.
Right.
Dipped in the, because they had that kid, the stoner character. He was kind of like the character I just brought up now.
Yeah, he was. That's true. Yep.
And I love when they tried to drug his ass and it didn't work because he's already like high and shit like that. yeah, so I guess it probably would dip in the. I don't know. Or maybe if. Maybe you could have. You probably can't do an hour and a half film of this, whatever. If you have like the first 30 minutes setting up, you meeting these people and stuff like that, and make it interesting. Neither don't just make it like, oh, we're a bunch of high schoolers and we're meeting for the last time. None of that shit no more, whatever and stuff. Yeah, and then you know, like the next 20 minutes, maybe this is when the occurrence start to happen. Like, I don't know, someone dies in the family or some shit like that or whatever, and the last couple like 30 minutes. That's when you play off of that shit, whatever. And it could have that good balance of suspension, horror, and then throw in a little bit elements of comedy in it.
Yeah, maybe.
But I ain't no horror director. Ask Z.
No, yeah. Hey, Z's your go-to, man.
Yeah, there you go. So, how about you, Cole Young? How you feel about that?
I don't know, man. It seems to be very tough to pull it off, man, without... You know, harking it back towards this Cabin in the Woods, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much the only way to do it, and Cabin in the Woods did it perfectly, so I don't know if you can really replicate that or do it in a way that make it so much different, so I don't know.
You know, which is a movie that is good, but not even based on its horror elements, was Sinister. And I think, like, someone like Ethan Hawke's character can play that cynical character that doesn't believe in none of this shit. As far as like acting goes, whatever, because he looks like he don't believe in this bullshit. He's just like, he got this look on his face, like, yeah, that sounds stupid as fuck. Okay, so
maybe not work if all the skepticism comes from just the main character himself, and just like one central character and everything around him is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can see that working.
You can have some lines thrown in there that necessarily wouldn't be like I ain't even bring this movie up in Haunted House. That one line where Marlon was like, bitch, there's a ghost in the house, I'm leaving, or something like that. You could do that in a real serious matter or whatever. Someone, the girl could be like, after all this, you're still just going to leave me and shit? Like, he's just like, bitch, there's a ghost in the house. Deuces, you know, leaving. Yeah, okay, there's a ghost in the house. Just fucking move. Like, that can be a good conflict scene. It doesn't have to necessarily be funny. It'd be funny from our standpoint, but we'd be like, finally, somebody fucking said this.
Yeah.
But, like, once again, we ain't no horror directors, so we don't know. Hey, you know what? If it had comedy, I'll be fine with that. At least give me fucking something, because I'm walking out of these horror movies not feeling any kind of emotion whatsoever.
At least give us something, shit, yeah.
Shit, give me fucking something, shit, man. These, these shits is getting worse, dude. I'm just like, okay. Can you please fix that? That's a problem. Come on now. But you know what? Hey, man. Like I said before, it was like, oh, shit! The Driss, man. He said, fuck you guys. I told you it was time for me to come in. And we understand that, Driss. We understand. You've been waiting in that closet for a long time. Hey, but the number five film. Finally, the number five film. Gone Girl. Brought in $4.6 million, Cody. I don't even know why I'm about to say this, but the budget on that was $61 million. It made $152 million. Domestically, overseas, 166.2, worldwide, $318.8 million. Nah, shit, I wish I was anybody in this fucking film. I wish I was Tyler Perry, shit. Can't believe his black ass making more money than anybody, shit. The number four film, which I'm surprised even made the entry or whatever and shit with this limited release shit. Made in $6.5 million, and that is Beyond the Lights. Yes, Cody, I did see this, unfortunately, and I didn't like it. I did not like it. Critics liked it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's got like 70% or something like that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm shocked. It's the most melodramatic love bullshit you ever fucking hear. I guess, man. Hey, man, the number three film. Dropping down from number two, brought in $29.1 million. That's Interstellar. Interstellar, dropping down to number three. The budget on that was $165 million. Domestically, it's made $97 million. Damn, overseas, dude, $224
million.
Shit, dude. You know why, though, because they IMAX cost like fucking $40 over there and shit. Worldwide, dude, this movie's grossed $321 million. Damn, and mainly that's half of that. Well, more than half of that is fucking domestic. I mean, foreign, dude. That's a lot of fucking change overseas, man. Nolan's about to say, fuck America. He's like, fuck it. I need to start opening up to my space people over there and shit like that. He's like, hey, Wayne, come over here and watch my movie, Mr. 8.5. Motherfucker said he loved the movie, huh? I'm going to give him shit about that now. So, you know, I'm going to give them shit about that now. I personally don't know how I feel about Interstellar. Wayne and Luke actually did bring up a good point. Where would I put this on Nolan's bet? They said Dark Knight Rises was his worst film. I'm like, at least Dark Knight Rises made sense at the end. Wayne said this film did make sense. I'm still waiting on that answer because he ain't never gave that shit in his review. Because, you know, obviously in his reviews, them shits just trail off in the fucking shit and the shit, other shit that they'd be talking about and shit. But I'm still waiting to hear that explanation. It sounded like Luke was more confused because he was bringing up that bookcase like, yeah, what is that? And I was waiting for Wayne to give an answer. I was like, oh, finally, one of us understands this. Please explain it. You know I'm going to give him shit about that next time we on one of these shows. Number two film brought in $36 million. God damn, that's a lot of money on number two. Big Hero 6. Budget on that was $165. Domestic is has $111.6 million. Overseas $36.7 million. Worldwide $148.3 million. Yeah, I think this movie's gonna be fine domestically. Oh, what was that? I don't know actually. All I know is the Driss is overseas. Driss is always going to be overseas. Hey, man, the number one film, though, which brought in $38 million, which rightfully deserves, Dumb and Dumber 2.
A sequel that nobody asked for.
I don't remember the budget on this film, but, you know, as a matter of fact, let me just look it up. If I'm not mistaken, this shit was cheap. No, it better not have been. I'll be pretty fucking pissed if it was, actually. Budget on that was $40 million. So, I guess it made its budget back on opening fucking day. Oh, fucking. You know what? The film was brilliant. Why not? Why not? I am fucking flabbergasted at how this film did that well. I'm fucking flabbergasted. I'm shocked by that, dude. I'm just like, wow, people really was clamoring. Like, I've heard every review go, like, who was asking for this? Apparently, 38 million people was. Yeah. I even heard someone say that in the barbershop the other day. We're taking the family to go see Dumb and Dumber 2. I was like, yeah. you have fun with that then, bro.
Right. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. The Dumb and Dumber trilogy. Have a fucking back-to-back, man, with that and shit. Ugh, fuck that, man. Fuck that movie, man. That movie can eat two giant-sized dicks, man. Where the fuck did the Driss... Oh, he just left us.
Oh, dude, he just got fed up, didn't he?
He said, I'm out this bitch, man. Fuck you guys. I'm out this joint.
Y'all don't pay enough attention to me. Fuck y'all.
Why y'all niggas always reading whenever it's time for me to sing shit? I come all the way from England to Inglewood to Long Beach now, and you never got no time for me, man.
Write these songs just for YouTube, man. Y'all just fucking push through the side like that. Come on, man.
This is a hard working environment. Deuces, niggas. Driss, what's your accent again, man?
Switch it up again.
Yeah, because even we confused about it, we're making fun of your ass now. But oh, but Cody, you ready for your Cody's Blu-ray release?
My time of the week. I'm ready.
Okay, man.
Throw my shirt on real quick.
Hey, throw your shirt on. Put your shoes on too. Get your wallet ready, because I know you're about to run right out the door.
Yeah. Put the gel in my hair real quick, gotta look good.
Yeah, it gotta look good, because you gotta flirt with that lady that's gonna sell it to you so you can get a discount or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask, you like James Bond, right?
I love James Bond.
I just got done watching Skyfall the other day or whatever. Fucking love that fucking film. Love
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant movie.
Brilliant fucking movie. One of the best of 2012. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you was a huge fan of Pierce Brosnan in James Bond's films.
I like Pierce Brosnan, not about his films.
Well, then I know you'd look forward to this one, The November Man.
Oh, the City of James Bond film, kind of, in a way.
That movie sucked. No waste your time. Movie sucked. Okay. I did not like that movie. I was just like, yeah, this is like some cheap ass James Bond. This is like someone told Pierce Brosnan, he's like, you ain't never going to be James Bond again. So they told him, hey, here you go. Daniel Craig took your spot, so now you working for the 001 or some shit like that or something. So 001 agent. There you go. And now you all the way at the bottom and shit. You with the you like Marvel Comics Big Hero 6. You're that C-list comic that they had in the shelf somewhere, and somehow Disney somehow Disney found a way to bring you back and try to make you entertaining, but they just couldn't do it for you, cuz obviously your time is coming gone, but yeah, I'm not a fan of Pierce Brosnan's James Bond films, personally, but I'm trying to remember, actually, if there was a good one out of them. It's the one with Halle Berry, right? Take that, Academy. That's your so-called tribute. You have that bitch come out to announce it. It's like, oh, okay.
Die another day. Fuck you.
I love how the Academy brought her ass. All the Bond chicks, they bring her up. Her up. The worst Bond chick probably ever there was, where you bring her up. It's like, I don't know if that's a tribute or it's an insult now, but okay.
Oh, okay. That chick that only had like 5 minutes of Skyfall would have been more suitable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, I think Sam Mendes said, I don't want no part of this shit. The only person that was part of this was Adele, because they lied to her and said, hey, yeah, all the guys going to be there, Craig and all them shit. Yeah, they're going to be there. And they never showed up and shit.
Hey, no, free alcohol. Oh, okay.
Bring tons of alcohol. Matter of fact, drink this before her publicist told her to drink it before you get it. She was threatening to beat up Chris Brown and shit. Hey, man, but the next film I got for you is you like Jeff Bridges, right?
Most of the time, yes.
You like Meryl Streep, right?
I like Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got The Giver then. How about that then? A young adult novel there for you to turn to film.
Yeah, kind of, maybe.
No, because I gave it a fuck it, remember? No. I didn't think nobody gave a fuck about this movie. You know, I'm on the part now. I don't think Jeff Bridges is that good of an actor. To be honest, I think he's overrated now. I think he's overrated. I saw that trailer for Seven Son. I was like, that dude sounds horrible.
What is all these accents?
Like, I was going back to an old review in R.I.P.D. Where they were saying Jeff Bridges was trying in that film. I was just like, really? Because he had this fucking hillbilly hick accent and shit like that going on. I'm like, I don't even think he was trying that. I mean, nowadays, it seems like in all his movies, he's playing some fucking hillbilly hick in them now.
Yeah. That seems to be the case.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that, yeah, he might be over it. I don't know why, even in Seventh Son, why is he doing that accent? They had medieval times, and this nigga is doing that fucking country hillbilly accent. Why?
Oh, he's fucking facial hair too.
Got that look on his face and shit. He look like a old broke down Tommy Lee Jones and shit.
You know what?
Shit. Damn. Oh man. Why did they need Josh Brolin in makeup? They could have just got this nigga to do it. Shave his head. Shit. It'd have been just fine. Hey Cody, I got Wayne's favorite film right here. Take a guess what that may be.
Oh, would that be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, man. No, it's not that one. And, you know, we got to go with throwback, baby. The Expendables 3.
Oh, that's right.
Damn, already out on Blu-ray, huh?
Giddy up.
It don't take much to put this shit on disc, that's why. Wow.
As soon as they put it on film.
Yeah. I think they did because that shit got leaked already, so. Like everybody kept saying, that hurt the film. No, Expendables hurt that film. That's what. Anyone hurt that film, trust me. I like how all these movies got a mighty old fuck it from me. Yeah, man, Expendables 3. You know Wayne is excited about that.
I'm pretty sure he's probably the only one.
Oh, yeah. He put this in Interstellar on his top list.
God. All right. I cut you loose slack for Interstellar. But fucking Expendables, nah.
Oh, yeah. It's on there.
No.
I think he said Interstellar was his best movie he ever seen.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway. Yeah, okay. Yeah. hey, man, I got one for you. I didn't even get to see this one. I'm sad I didn't get to see it, dude. I got to buy it now, apparently. Okay. Step Up All In, baby.
Oh, boy.
All these franchises, man. I'm talking about James Bond, Expendables, fucking Young Adult. Now, fuck all the Step Up franchise.
This is where your earned dollars need to go to, people.
I can't wait to get that Blu-ray box edition set of like all the Step Up movies, all in one.
Jesus Christ, I'm salivating right now.
I know, dude. That sounds much better than any superhero shit that ever got announced.
Catch my breath.
Yeah, catch your breath, dude. Get a drink of water, right quick. You know, drink of water. You know what? Let me tone you back down now.
Okay. Yeah, bring me back down to reality.
I'll bring you back down to reality, and that's with this movie that took a year to come out. And you know, I'll save that one for last because we have one more that came out. This was a limited release film where I actually got to meet the actor of this, which was really nice. Harry Potter himself.
Oh, it's Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, over at the Landmark and on Pico at whatever. That's where we had our screener and got to meet him and everything. He's a real cool guy. That was for this little romantic comedy called What If?
Okay, heard some things about this.
Yeah, I highly recommend this film. I actually liked it a lot. It adds more nice features to the romantic comedy genre. Because, you know, after Other Woman, you're just like, oh shit, it's going back downhill now. Oh shit. Last year was so great in romantic comedy. Then this year started it off with About Last Night. Then the next one to fucking come out is the other one. Oh God. Jesus Christ, man. And then What If came out. I was like, oh, whew. Brought it back around for a little bit or whatever. Yeah. I definitely recommend checking that one out.
Cool.
And a little film, it's a shame that movie, by the way, that was a shame that movie was a limited release film because I don't know if that would have been the film to help get him over the Harry Potter thing, but it would have been probably nice to see him. I'm like, oh, okay. You can't do stuff other than Harry Potter.
Right, right.
I know people cannot shake that fucking Harry Potter off of this.
No, they're never going to let him live that up.
No. Down, even he doesn't even want that title no more.
No.
Oh, man. And the gold now. This is where your dollars need to go now.
Get to the edge of my seat real quick. Hold on.
Get to the edge of your seat. Yeah. And you remember a little movie that came out around Christmas time? It was a Christmas movie, Cody.
Christmas movie. Okay.
A high profile movie on this site, too.
All right. High profile Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You think of what that might have been?
I cannot, man.
I will say this. He had a side role in a movie this year.
Had a side role?
Mm-hmm. And recently, too.
Wait, oh, you son of a bitch. This doesn't have to do with Tyler Perry, does it?
Maybe it does, Cody. Ding, ding, ding. Tyler Perry's A Medea's Christmas. Yes. Why did this shit take a year to get on Blu-ray?
I could have sworn that this shit came out months ago.
Apparently, I was reading up about it, and it only came out on DVD. It's a Blu-ray.
Oh, my God.
It's got some special features on there, Cody. I looking at it right now. The release date was December 13th, 2013. DVD and Blu-ray release date, November 25th, 2014.
Oh, God.
Yes, Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas, bringing black and white racism and trash together. If there was ever a movie to do it, it was Tyler Perry's Madea Christmas, man.
How the fuck did this shit take a year?
You know what's more great about this film? I remember telling you about this too last year. I remember telling you, man, this film brought white trash and black ghetto-ness, where black bouginess, where mainly CJ, all together as one. That's what's so great about it.
Such a revolutionary film.
It was revolutionary. Have you ever seen white trash and ghetto black Negroes get together?
No. You don't see that. You don't get that anywhere.
No.
Is it from a Tyler Perry production?
Damn straight. Tyler Perry's Madea, and they moved to the country to meet her niece or something like that is an interracial couple, and they're explaining to the black mother in here that she's dating, marrying a white guy. Mm.
Boy, oh boy.
As if that is a problem nowadays that people probably would give a shit. But hey, nobody can tell you that like a Tyler Perry movie, though.
Tyler Perry's world, man. All bets are off.
You know, I love walking out of a Tyler Perry film for the simple fact that I always can hear the older black audience saying, Tyler Perry is a director that's just doing things you would never see in any other film.
I'll be goddamn.
I heard that two times last year walking out from Tim Tyler Brand Temptation when I was trying to get to the bathroom and I heard these old ladies congregating and shit. Talking about HIV, that's something that more directors need to bring up. I don't hear a lot of directors doing that. Tyler Perry's the only the one of a kind to do that. Not to know that Dallas Buyers Club was coming out as well, but you know, okay. And then I heard the same thing for this one, talking about race, how it's such a big issue. Not to mention that a couple of months before this movie came out, 12 Years a Slave had just got released to the wide audience there. But Tyler Perry is one of a kind, according to these people.
Yeah, man. He's the Martin Luther King of the film industry.
Mm-hmm. That just goes to show you that the audience for his fucking films don't see a goddamn thing besides his films.
Nope.
So.
Man, that is just fucking sad. Man, that is really heartbreaking.
Yeah, what's heartbreaking about it is because it's black people. That's what's so fucking heartbreaking about it.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm gonna drink tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you either for that one. Hey, you ready for some upcoming movie releases this week, though? Which we only got, one. The other is a limited release, but I want to bring you up on one limited release that's coming out that I know you're a fan of, because you love horror genre.
Oh, boy. I thought it was only going to go up from here, from this Tyler Perry shit. Apparently not.
No. How about VHS? Viral.
This is like the third one?
This is the third one, man.
Okay, I never gave a fuck my AEO.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. You're not Lehu. Okay. He's the only one that gives a fuck about these movies. When Jason was over here, I think it was right before you got it. We were talking about it because we had just watched the second one. And we was laughing. It was like, that is some dog shit. That shit was horrible. And sure enough, my old co-host was trying to get me into watching the shit and watched it and thinking I was going to like that shit. That shit was horrible. I was like, this shit is... And you know Jason, the horror guy he is, even he admitted that was some stupid shit. So, I mean, come on. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that must be saying something, man.
These VHS movies are fucking horrible. And I can't believe a third one is even being made. Oh, my God. And it's set in L.A. Ain't that a bitch?
Gotta see it now, man.
Ain't that a bitch? This shit'll be on Netflix in a month, I guarantee. Ain't that a bitch? Let me read this. A police chase after a deranged ice cream truck captivated the attention of the greater Los Angeles area. Dozens of fame-obsessed teens flocked to the streets with their video cameras and camera phones, hell-bent on capturing the next viral video. But there is something far more sinister occurring in the streets of L.A. Yeah, black people. Cops beating the fuck out of us. Yeah, that's what's happening worse. So there you go, your story. A resounding effect is created onto all of those... they even make a joke about it. Occurred in the streets of L.A. than a simple police chase. A resounding effect is created onto all the obsessed with capturing salacious footage for no other purpose than to amuse or alliterate. What? That don't even make sense. What? Soon the discovery becomes that they themselves are the stars of the next video, one where they are faced to their own death. That sounds like some Purge shit.
Yeah, sounds like some shit I don't
want to watch. Sounds like some bullshit. Why is it got to be based in our city? We just had a great movie based in our city.
Yeah, fantastic movie.
Probably one of the best of the year. And then we're going to end it with this shit. Oh, that's just awesome. So another found footage horror film set in that. Oh, that is just awesome. That is peachy and awesome. Damn. I thought we could have ended the year. I thought we could have. I thought we could have ended the year with Nightcrawler on our watch saying, we got the best fucking movie made. Nope. VHS said, shit. You niggas keep on thinking in that. Shit. I'm about to top y'all motherfucking hats right here and shit. And we got trailer talk with The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Part 1.
And dude, out of 30 reviews, it's got 86%.
It doesn't shock me.
Yeah, I'm not shocking because all these movies, they probably, you know what they're going to say, it's the best trilogy ever now. I'm just like.
Best Saga franchise. All
that
good shit.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that if it just wasn't boring, but, you know. I guess we'll get into that now with this trailer. It's Marvel's trailer playing, by the way, by Lionsgate, no doubt.
I never wanted any of this.
Bitch, sure you didn't.
I never wanted to be in the games. I just wanted to save my sister and keep Peter alive.
It's every game. It's the things we love.
That is the worst part about the franchise. What is her obsession with PETA now all of a sudden?
I don't know where that came from exactly, but who knows, maybe we'll find out. I don't really care.
I don't care. Oh, great. Liam Hemsworth. Wow. The non-talented one.
Not himself.
Yeah, I hear he has a bigger role in the film too.
The same way you're ours.
You will rescue PETA at the earliest opportunity, or you will find another Mockingjay.
They have a lot of special effects going on here, and I still could not give a shit.
Same as that page.
I hate that whistle. One thing I gotta say, and I said this in the second one too, is I still don't get why is all this attention on Katniss, Jennifer Lawrence's character and shit. Like, why are they stretching out to make her this character she is? Or she's a strong fighter. Like, all the bitch did was just signed up herself and to replace her sister. I mean, yeah. I don't see why she's they. It seems like they kind of forcing to make her important in this trilogy and shit like that.
Yeah, man, there's love triangle shit going on, which I couldn't give two shits about.
And now in the first one, if I'm not mistaken, we've came to the conclusion that love thing between her and Peter was bullshit. Now,
right.
In the second one, when that one came apart, we can see that they had some feelings for each other, but I don't think it was ever pushed that, you know, she was in love with him. And now she, in this one, it seems like she's going out of her goddamn way to like save this dude. I'm just like, what do you care?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, because like, from what I get from the trailer is, she's putting, stopping this Hunger Games world or whatever and shit, putting that on the line to save this one guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, do you not get the message here, bitch? It's like, so obviously you in love with this dude then, is what you're telling me.
His love came from all of a sudden. I'm still trying to figure that out exactly.
Oh, it came from Anne Hathaway. That's where it came from. which, by the way, Wayne said he liked that aspect.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
What is it, Wayne? Kind of romantic.
When he said that,
I
was trying to figure that out too. I was like, okay, where did that come from? When he said that, he said I didn't have a problem with that. He said I thought that was fine. Where he was just like, I thought they were gonna do like, oh, love is gonna save humanity type shit or whatever. I was like, okay, I kinda did do that because they proved that what they did, besides that, was bullshit. So I think you missed the message there, but okay. But yeah, love, man. Love is gonna conquer all in this film, apparently.
Oh boy, I guess that's the thing nowadays.
Like, yeah. Hey, high profile movie. Yeah, I guess I can't wait to see it. I guess I don't know. I don't know. It's the thing. The movie obviously has its problems there, whatever. But as overall satisfaction, whatever, the movie is handled well. It's just, it's something about this series I just don't care about.
Yeah, I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know if it's his love story or if it's just Katniss herself. I don't think she's very much a compelling character.
I don't either.
I don't know what it is. It's a combination of all those things, but I don't care too much for it, even though it's a competent film.
Yeah, I know, because it's not entertaining. That's why.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on the Katniss thing. I think, even I said in a second, I think Katniss is the most boring character out of everybody in here now. Because even Peeta, who I thought was bad in the first film, I thought he stepped up in the second film. Then I was just like, okay, well, this doesn't help Katniss now. This just makes her even more boring now. So,
yeah.
So now they're putting their hope on her in this last part one film and shit like that. And I was like, and if you want to hear a real throwback about this, all right, I got an old co-host, Lena. She loved that second film. She loved that second film, so.
I know.
Yeah, so we had to talk about that. So she's the only one I know excited about this fucking film. I can't wait for this, kind of just like, oh, well, yeah, hey. To each his own, you know. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but this is probably the first like huge franchise. I'm not really looking forward. I don't really care. I'm sure it'll be fine too, judging all the reviews and shit like that.
I'm sure it will be. Like I said, man, I won't be buying it.
That shit'll be on Netflix soon. Don't worry. The best thing about Netflix, you ain't gotta buy shit no more. Well, people, that has been another edition of Movie Spoilers, man. That is the end of the show, Cody. That is the end of the show, man. That is, oh, damn near. We got to get back to playing some Assassin's Creed Unity or something like that, man. We got to get back out there. But people, like I said. That's right. Like I said, though, go to MoviesProsPodcast.com. You're going to find some Hunger Games Fandango ads to click on there, whatever, to get your little special incentives and early tickets and shit. I think you, well, I don't know. Maybe you might have to get early tickets for this shit. I don't know, but. I haven't really seen a movie that's been like Yeah, I haven't seen a movie in a while that's been like, you have to get tickets early now. It's been a long time since I've seen that now. Oh, speak of the devil, Wayne's messaging me now. But yeah, head on over there. Hey, you want to buy Assassin's Creed Unity? Head on the Amazon link too as well, whatever. Like I said, the site gets a kickback from that, and we would very much appreciate that.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Ain't like that keeps it going, but it's just nice to see it come through, whatever and shit. But that's been Movie Spoilers episode 137. I'm your spoiling host, the phenomenal one.
And I'm Cody.
Yeah, and we will catch you people next week when we get back to doing what we do best, and that is spoiling. Later, bastards.